everyone. Wayne Spencer coming to you from Cheyenne, Wyoming, the home of the world's largest outdoor rodeo. We're going to give you an update of what's going on at the big daddy of them all this week. I've recruited my good friend out of Nebraska, Ira McKillop, to give us the color from, he's the man above the chutes out here at Cheyenne Frontier Days. We've got a report. We've got action from the CBR, the championship bull riding, which I attended last night to cover. And we're just going to talk rodeo here for about the next 30 minutes. So if you're driving, do not stand up for the national anthem. Of course, we're not going to play it right now. I had that happen one time, Ira. Guy named Quail Dog was riding in my van, and I hit the wrong tape, and the national anthem went on, and he stood up and banged the roof of my van. So you doing all right out there in Cheyenne?
Oh, boy, am I. You know, this is the 120th Cheyenne Frontier Days. You know, and I've been here many years to watch this rodeo. You know, we've had a lot of different type of cowboys come in. You know, cowboys come and go, especially in that old bull riding, that ref's beating these guys at bull riding. But it seems like every time I come here, it's like my first time. I get so dang excited to be here. I got chills. You know, every time that national anthem begins, they fire off the cannons. I just love this rodeo. It's the most exciting place that you can be when it comes to rodeo.
Oh, you better believe it is. And let's give a shout-out to our Oklahoma friends. I did go out to the Cowboy Church last Sunday. Quite a treat that was, Ira. But Susan McIntyre, of course, Reba's sister, sang the national anthem that first day. And it did. It just almost brought tears and goose pimples all over you the way she hit those high notes, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, well, of course, she's sang at the Cheyenne Frontier Days many, many times, and that's why they continuously always want to bring her back, because she's a professional. She's a cowgirl. You know, she's been raised around the rodeo life all those years, and she starts it, and guess who's going to finish it this year? Michael Martin Murphy. He's going to be singing the national anthem during the finals. He's been here out here all week putting on little shows after the rodeo, and that guy is just amazing. His voice has such a relaxing way after the rodeo, and we're all wound up from the excitement. I always go down, just listen to him for just a little bit before I have to hit the road, and he has a voice that just settles me down and unwinds me. I'm looking forward to the finals here on Sunday at the 120th Daddy of them all.
Well, maybe we'll 2 weeks from now when we do the show again, you can give us another update. Well, let's get around talking to some of this rodeo business right now. You got any idea who's leading the two-round average in any of these events?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. And, of course, they've had a lot of slack when you're talking about shoot number nine down there in the roping events. When it comes to these, the averages and who's kind of heading to the finals and what's going on there, right now, it's the only guys that have control on that is basically the mathematicians, and I am not one of them. But there's a lot of things going on down there. We have Paul Cleveland. He's the shoot boss down there. And I talked to him the last 2 days, and that guy has a handful of chaos. You know, he has got so much stock down there that he's got to be in charge of and trying to get everybody in the right order, all the calves, all the steers and everything, and making sure the cowboys know you're up next and stuff. He says it's pretty dang chaotic down there, and he's dang sure doing a good job because the rodeo has been going fast and we've been pushing a lot of cowboys through. They have 1,800 entries of contestants, cowboys and cowgirls, entered in this rodeo. And it is certainly the largest outdoor rodeo in the entire world. And everybody wants to come here, and everybody wants to win Cheyenne Frontier Days. When we do these interviews, you know, if you won Pendleton and you won some of these major Salinas, California, just went on, everybody on in the interviews, on the newspapers, no matter where you're at, they said, hey, if there's one rodeo you would love to win, what would it be? They always say Cheyenne Frontier Days.
Well, yeah, listen to this. Last night I was at the CBR finals there. Of course, they bring that in as a specialty act. And the Road to Cheyenne is where the CBR, of course, Tuff Edelman instrumental in that there. And they had a little guy from Mesquite, Texas up there doing the analysis like he always does on the TV show.
Right.
And It was just great. I hadn't seen him for a long time. I stood behind there. He jumps off the stage, comes over, gives me a good old Texas handshake and stuff. I got a little tape on him. We'll play in about 2 weeks. And you figured out who I'm talking about, Ira?
No, who was it?
Donnie Gay, 8-time world champion bull rider, does the commentary for Tuff Edelman at those CBR events and analyzes all the bull rides.
It'd be an honor to be able to meet that guy. I've seen him on TV 1,000 times and heard his commentating, and he definitely knows the sport of rodeo better than anybody. What an honor it would have been to be able to shake hands with that man.
Oh, yeah, and it was just made my day. And then, well, I'll talk about that in my report here, but let's get on. Oh, you're talking about the steers. I want to remind everybody that in Cheyenne, this arena is so long. What do you and I have measured it? It's like 750-foot long. I think they say 730, but I think they forgot part of it. 250-foot ride. So when we say that that is the world's largest outdoor arena, we mean it down there. Now, you got a big rodeo arena. You got these steers and the calves coming out. Now, unique to Cheyenne is the fact that the first run on all the cowboys' first run and the livestock is all fresh stock. Has never been roped, never been bulldogged that first time. The animal gets a 30-foot head start. What was your opinion? We were out there together the other day of those the big cattle that those bulldoggers had to take down.
Well, I'll tell you, those steer wrestlers there are getting steer handled, I guess they are, because there's no man handling. It's steer handling, and the steers are winning. Like you said, 700-foot arena, and some of these steer wrestlers have almost used all 700 feet to get these big steers thrown to the ground. It has been a battle, a serious, the association of WWF wrestling or WWE. These guys are basically wrestling some of those type of wrestlers because, boy, we have seen some of the biggest men in rodeo for the PRCA come here to Cheyenne ready to win, and next thing you know, they're not winning nothing. The only thing that's winning is the steers have their numbers up to I don't know how many. Cowboys barely have very many times. So if you're going to come to Cheyenne as a steer wrestler, you dang sure better make sure you ate your Wheaties in the morning, ate plenty of steak the night before, and drink a lot of water because you're going to need it if you're going to wrestle here at Cheyenne.
Well, yeah, you brought up a good point. What I love about this rodeo, and you know I've been going there since I was 12 years old, riding my bicycle across town to get there. Magic of Cheyenne is you have, we don't care who you are, world champion, 8-time world champion in that. The magic of Cheyenne is these young kids that come. And Ira, I say this with pride. You get some Nebraska hayseed that's never been to the big show, and he walks out of here being the champion, like Oat Berry. There's a cowboy
came
to Cheyenne. He was ready to go home and get back to mowing hay, you know. And he had already paid his fees. He's dead broke. Big Oatster comes up, enters Cheyenne, and by God, he wins the first go around. Pays him, $5,000 to $6,000? He sticks around. He takes his second steer down, pays him another $5,000 to $6,000 in those days. He makes the short go. He wins the average. He wins the championship. Went on to be how many times world champion? 4 or 5 times world champion in this steer wrestling event, wasn't he?
Yes, sir. And everybody knows him. I mean, there isn't one person in this world that's a steer wrestler that does not know that man's name. And he puts on those schools.
Well, that's true. So anyway, let's get back to business here. You and I are having too much fun. But just give me a rundown. Who's leading the 10... two-head average in these events today?
Okay, well, there's one man that if you watch any type of rodeo, if you don't know nothing about rodeo, but you happen to flip on that channel, there's going to be one name, especially in the saddle bronc riding, that you will hear. And that is a new kid, not been on the rodeo trail all that long in very many years, but this kid, his name is Zeke Thurston.
Zeke Thurston,
he's from Big Valley, Alberta, Canadian. He's, you know, American cowboy. His dad, Skeeter Thurston, that you personally know, has been killing it on the scoreboards. Okay, so what's been happening with Zeke Thurston? And he's just a young kid, 21 years old. What happened last year is he was down in Houston, Texas, helping feed the horses and the bulls and everything. He was just a hired kid, you know, just kind of wanting to learn about the rodeo business, knew how to ride some saddle bronc horses, but, you know, not really been jumping in there. They yell at Zeke in the back pen. So, Zeke, we're short entries. We need a couple more riders. Would you be interested in entering Houston? And everybody knows the big Houston rodeo. Yeah, I guess I can. I might need a little bit of help paying those entry fees because I'm shorthanded, you know, on the money. He goes, we got your entry fees. You can pay us back, but do you want to enter? I'll give it a try. Intimidated young kid amongst the lions in the lion's den of Houston. He enters the rodeo. What happens? He wins the entire thing, $50,000. He ends up winning. So this young kid, Zeke Thurston, goes up to Calgary. He after some of the rodeos he won, he got invited to ride up in Calgary, Canada. He ends up winning it. Guess how much he won up there? $100,000. $100,000 this young kid won and put in his pocket. Okay, so now he's at Cheyenne Frontier Days. He's been in the rookie bronc riding down here. You know, had a little bit of luck, but didn't actually end up winning it. Although his dad won it, Skeeter Thurston, back in 1982. So he's going to try his luck at Cheyenne, see if he can get that saddle won. Right now, the first horse that he got on, he was 84 points. The second horse he got on, 87 points. This kid, in the average, is beating every other bronc rider up to this point by 10 points. Now, it doesn't seem like a lot of points, right? Just 10 points. But that's a lot of points when it comes to scoring on the average for Cheyenne Frontier Days. Right now, nobody has ever beat anybody else in the average by 10 points in, so far up to this point. That's the highest, what would you say, between scores that any other bronc rider has ever had. This kid is serious. I guarantee you he'll be a world champion eventually.
Well, he certainly will be. And the arena record he's setting already, then, if he's going in 10 points higher on a two-head average. Now, for these folks that might not know about rodeo, we talk about the average in rodeo. It's actually an aggregate. That is their combination of two rides. And in Cheyenne, what do you think? Will it bring back about 14 or 15 in the bareback riding, saddle bronc riding?
Well, this year they're going to bring back the top 12. And
top
of course,
12, okay.
We've had a lot of big names already go, but today we have a fresh pen of horses. We got a fresh pen of cowboys. And so there's still a couple days. You know, Zeke, I'm pretty excited for him, but I don't think anybody's actually going to touch him on that aggregate. But he's definitely coming back to the finals. There's no doubt of that. And it's going to be an exciting week to see who's going to try to challenge Zeke Thurston's scores. It gets my blood pressure up.
I can hear that over the phone there, Ira. Now, let's jump to, I got to just hold some control here. What do you got in bull riding? Who's the two-head leader there?
Well, in the bull riding, it's been a little rough, to be honest with you. These guys have not, you know, like we were saying in the bull riding, all you got to do seems pretty simple. Just keep one leg on each side, your mind in the middle, and wait, get that eight-second whistle made. And it hasn't happened too often. Now, we've had some decent scores, and we've had some pretty good rides. But one of the boys that really was disappointing to watch because he had it won was Joe Frost. Of course, we know him as the nephew of Lane Frost from the movie 8 Seconds. You know, Lane ended up dying here in the arena in 1989. And Joe is coming back to make a name for himself from the Frost name. What happened the other day? He was about to put an 85-point bull ride on. The crowd was just cheering like crazy, and he started relaxing. You could see he thought, I know I got the whistle made, and he just relaxed. For a split of a second, that bull turned back the other way, dumped him right on the ground at 7.78.
Oh, man. 7.78. That's too much. Now, I'm getting short on time here, Ira. We talk steer racing. We talk saddle bronc. What about calf roping? We got anything hot going there?
Well, the tie-down ropers have been certainly having a lot of no times, or as you'd say, November tango for the military type. But we've had some decent scores, you know, or times on the board. And some of the guys that I really thought was going to come in here and make a pretty good some times, like Clint Robinson, he's a Spanish Fork, Utah. He usually puts some fast times up on the board. But we had Caleb Smith. He's a Belleville, Texas cowboy. He was 14.6 yesterday. Also, Kyle Lucas, he was 12.6. And so those are some of the faster times. Of course, a lot of these guys are in Slack, and we got our times from our Slack also I don't know what's the faster ones up there. But the calf roping hasn't been the easiest for a lot of these guys, the same as the steer wrestling. So actually, the roping event, this has probably been the hardest year on the average, for all of these cowboys. So we haven't actually had anybody just amazingly outstanding that's just tearing the leaderboard apart and pulling away from everybody else. It's kind of actually a fight amongst everybody because everybody's struggling. So it could be anybody's day when it comes to Sunday, because we don't know who's going to go to the average as of right, or going to the finals on the average as of right now.
Well, that's all right, Ira. Now, we're starting to run short of time. I got to run some people up to the rodeo. Like, say, I'm at the Rodeo Review Studio at 5325 Gateway Drive, Cheyenne, Wyoming. And where are you?
I am right here in Cheyenne Frontier Days at the 120th Daddy of them all.
And you'll be sitting right above the double hot chute all afternoon, keeping track of things for us then.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, why don't you, since we're rehearsing and doing this, you throw it back to me and ask me about CBR last night.
Wait, I know you went to the championship bull riding last night with Tuff Hedeman and the boys. What was that? What was going on over there?
Well, I'll tell you what. It went down to Sage McKenzie. I'm just going to go right to it. This kid is hot. He is the current PRCA world champion. He set an arena here at the Daddy of Mall today record in that he won the championship last night, if you hadn't heard. 93 points in that, final round they do where the top four come back, highest score wins,
oh, yeah,
like the slate. He put it on that bull. I mean to tell you, I swore he cheated with Velcro on his Wrangler patch pocket to stay dead center, mind in the middle, his butt right there where it needed to be. Free arm, just how he stayed there without having to throw that arm, it just basically stays in one place during it. Right after he gets off, the fireworks go off down there on the arena floor. The crowd goes live. It was the largest crowd that the CBR had ever attracted to Cheyenne. Cody Soulsby, your clown that you've been watching all week, tore the crowd up at the halftime show. In there. And of course, we had Cody Teal. Now, Cody is, what, a four-time world champion with CBR? He did make the short go there, but Cody and Sage kind of balancing that championship title back and forth with CBR going. One other thing I want to go to now, we're talking about bulls, Ira. I have been doing a survey on my end of this about the new helmet law that they're trying to bring in for the bull riders. I talked with Sage. Of course, he rides from the heart and rides smart with his helmet on at all times. I talked to, what's his name, Jacob O'Mara. He's like, what, the number three man going into this event this year? He rides with a helmet. And have you heard anything about the guys are calling the new T-150 helmet that they designed just for bull riders?
Well, I have, and some of the guys that are using them said they're lightweight. One of the problems with those helmets when they started wearing them is their peripheral vision. And that's what one of the things that a lot of guys weren't liking with them at the beginning. But the way they got the face mask and everything set up now, those guys have peripheral vision. They don't have a lot of weight on their head from the lightness of these helmets. And do I think they're a good idea? I absolutely do, because I've seen them save a lot of cowboys' teeth from getting their face busted up. You know, and I don't think it takes the cowboy out of the sport at all.
Well, and that's good. And, of course, you were in that era when the safety vests came in with bull riders. A lot of you bareback riders were wearing them. Cody Lambert responsible for bringing those into rodeo. So it's making these guys, their careers go south. There's one guy, I don't know if you picked up on this. I got to get his name later. There's one guy that is competing this week. I don't know if he's in Cheyenne. We got to check. 62 years old, going for the record to be the oldest bull rider in professional competition. We'll talk about him more later, but you got to get up there to your chair behind the chutes. Double lot. I got to get a busload of people up to the rodeo and bring back a funnel cake for my wife. Ira, we'll be working with you later, and I'm going to throw it back to Doug. Ira, you know how I close these things out. You want to give me a little introduction?
Well, this is Wayne Spencer, our rodeo extraordinaire, knows all the knowledge and the history of it from the beginning. And Wayne Spencer, I appreciate you having me on the show. And
well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to go home. And with that, we're going to throw it to Dale Rogers and Dale Rogers. I blew that, didn't I, Ira? Let's go with Roy Rogers, Dale Evans, and happy trails to you. Happy trails to you, Ira.
Thank you, sir.